Live from the Quicken Loans studios, I'm Jim Rome. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Second hour, less than 24 hours out to Smack Off 24. In the first hour, I talked to Rex Hoggard. He was reporting live from Carnoustie. Got an update on the Open Championship. As I mentioned earlier, the third hour is jamming up in a good way, but not a good way if you want to get through. So you want to call right now. This is your last chance, really, legitimately, to get through before the Smack Off tomorrow. The biggest day of the year here on the program. Third hour sets up like this. WBC lightweight champion Mikey Garcia in studio. You know, we talk a lot of MMA on this show, but I'm an old school boxing guy. I love boxing. To me, it's never been one or the other. I love both. I grew up on boxing. I love boxing. Always will love boxing. But I'm a big MMA guy, big UFC guy. Mikey Garcia in studio in the third hour. AJ Boye, Jags cornerback, also in hour number three. So you got to call right now. You have to get through right now. I talked off the top about Kawhi Leonard. I've not gotten to Manny Machado or Larry Fedora and some other things. I did mention, as crazy as yesterday was, and it kind of came off the rails. But I knew today would be even more bizarre because I've done this. I've seen this. I know what it's about. So I just did a complete recap of the last 2 weeks to end the first hour, and now we start hour number two. Part of that recap included the two-time defending champ, the double champ, the champ, Leffen Laguna calling up not to RSVP, but to have a member of his team RSVP. And then he sent along those videos. One video is of our horse, and again, I have no idea how he got that. I haven't even been to that farm yet. He got a video of our horse talking to me. He got a video of Henry Winkler, also RSVPing. And incredibly enough, the guy's back again, right now. Leff is back for more. Had no idea that was coming yesterday. Who knows what he'll do? Let's check in with the double champ, bidding to make it three in a row. Leff, what's going on?
Hey, not much, Jimmy. I just feel awful about what happened yesterday with Mike yesterday. I mean, honestly, you know, from day one, I've just really tried to make the show better. I never meant to run him off like that. So, Mike, dude, if you're listening, just come back, man. I mean, any way you want. I mean, come in with the Canadians, dude. Resurrect yourself again. I don't care, dude. Just come back. I mean, look, I'm even willing to extend an olive branch. I'm going to level the playing field this year. So, Jimmy, effective immediately, I have hereby fired Team Leff, all the writers, all the producers. Jimmy, they're just straight fired. It was a great run. I want to thank them for their tireless contributions the past 3 years. And without them, Jimmy, you know, I'd just be an average caller, kind of like Tyler and Edmonton and Matt and Van, just like you guys now. So anyways, Jimmy, I've tweeted a memorial video featuring all the former members of my team. So go ahead and peep that. And Jimmy, I'll see you. Check that. I will talk to you tomorrow, buddy. See ya.
You're not going to see me tomorrow, but I will talk to you tomorrow. So Leffen Laguna was referencing Mike and Indy, who, quote, retired yesterday, and said, come on, Mikey, don't go, come back. Resurrect yourself, team up with somebody. I'll level the playing field by firing my entire staff of writers and producers. He said that he tweeted the video and that we should all peep it. At Leffen Laguna. I haven't seen it yet. Leff, L-E-F-F, Leff, not left, Leff. All right, so he's obviously greatly saddened by Mike retiring, quote unquote. Mike did retire yesterday. Mike sounded pretty somber while announcing that retirement. Again, do you trust either one of these guys? Do you believe either one of these guys? Do you believe Mike when Mike says he's retiring? Maybe. Do you believe Leff when he says he's firing his team of writers? Maybe. It's up to you. What do you think? Now we're within 24 hours. Here is somebody else. This guy's won this thing. He should be here tomorrow. Let's go to the phones. And again, this is the hour you want to get this done. You're not going to get through next hour. We go to Huntington Beach here in SoCal. He's a former champ. Silk Bra. Yo, Bra, what's up? Good morning.
Bra, how you doing, man?
Good, dude. How about you?
I'm awesome. Don't believe Leff, bro. I just came from the writer's room, bro. We just had a big production meeting. Everything's a go. Sorry, Leff. I had to blow that for you. All roads lead to Smack Off 2018, bro. But I did take some time out to go to the great Orange County Fair last night and check out the disco funk sounds of Kool and the Gang and of the Village People, bro. It was epic. Clones, do whatever you want with that reveal. I just do want to let you know, though, piggybacking on my my guy left, this is not an RSVP. I don't do that. What I will do, though, I'm going to take it up a notch. I'm going to have a jungle legend, Clones, let the speculation begin, an absolute jungle legend, someone we all know, call in after me today. Call in. It will be a live RSVP, and it's going to be epic, bro. So listen for that coming up. And on the subject of left, listen, if Broadway is the VIC and Mikey is the DLC, doesn't that make left the GLB? Clones, figure that out. I don't understand the negative reaction to left and this production value. I really don't get it. I know this is a sports show, and I've been listening as long as anybody, but it's also entertainment. And remember, here in SoCal, we know how to entertain. We write, we produce, we style, we profile. You know, that scared coward had the Midwest Mafia. We have the West Side Connection. West Side Connection, bing, bing, bang. So we support each other, you know, from left to Rich Flores to John in Huntington Beach to Brad and Corona. Well, maybe not Brad, because Corona's not really a part of Southern California. Just kidding, Brad. Take it easy. SoCal has always been the epicenter for the show. It's always going to be the best. We're platinum, brah. Listen for my RSVP, Alvy, cue the bras. Brah. Yeah.
Now you're done. Silk and Huntington Beach. So he also, when did this become a thing? I guess yesterday, where guys don't RSVP on their own. They have others RSVP for them. So he said somebody famous is going to call an RSVP for him a little bit later on. All right, so Silk, I guess, is not officially in until he gets an RSVP. 1-800-636-8686. I mentioned things would get weird. Sometimes weird is good. Usually weird is good. So far, weird's just weird. I knew it would get weird in hour number two. Listen, the entire show's not the smack-off today. The entire show tomorrow is going to be the smack-off. Mikey Garcia in studio, AJ Boye coming up next hour. I still want to get to Manny Machado. The Dodgers get their guy. They do this every single year now, right? They win the NL West every single year, but that's not enough. They've got to win a World Series. They've got to take that next step, and they're not afraid to take that big swing, and they did so again. Manny Machado is one of the biggest additions at the trade deadline that you're ever, ever going to see. Enormous for them. I love it, even if they're only renting him, and I love what they got him for. Larry Fedora is a guy that has been on this program before. I like him. Makes me laugh. Good dude. What he said, though, this week's not really funny at all. I want to get into that. All right, like Silk, man. Dude, you've been around here long enough to know. Do not overstay your welcome. Now the guy's calling back. Hawk, he wants back in. Well, we didn't give him enough time right there. What the hell? Let's do it again. Silk, man, what's up? What do you need, Silk? What's up?
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing, buddy? Hey, listen, bro, I don't know who that guy was that just called in trying to pretend to be me, but I will definitely be calling tomorrow. Come on.
That's not a good call. No.
Come on.
You don't like that call.
Goodbye. You're run. You're done. That's it. No. Come on. Now you're done.
Come on.
Come on. That's your jungle legend. The guy pretends to be you. He's a legend to you, Silk.
Come on.
Damn, Silk.
Bruh.
Dude, never has a former champion's invite been as tenuous as yours is. Come on, bro. Bro, you are this close to becoming the first ever former champ to be formerly uninvited. Left gets straight fire. Left gets the Fonz. You get fake Silk?
Come on.
Bro, that's pretty embarrassing. Come on.
Come on.
Dude, nothing has ever lived down to the hype like that. Anyway. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Jack up the best show other than the show that we should have. It is Smack Off Eve. Come on.
Come on.
Let's run it back. Try it again. 1-800-636-8686. This guy is invited. This guy will be here tomorrow. This guy will get the conversation back to where it needs to be. Let's go to Wisco. Benny in Wisco. Benny, how are you?
Come on. How you doing, Jim?
Good, bud. How about you? What's up, Benny? How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I'm actually a little bound up right now. I simply have too much cheese in my smack system. So I thought that an old-school Benny and Wisco RSV brie would be the perfect way to loosen up and keep Alvin honest over there with that bell. So thanks for the string and the opportunity to share my craft on the airwaves before I process.
You owe him one, Alvin.
Bread and melt these smack-off idiots tomorrow. And lots of flirting leading up to the event between the Americans and those pecorinos from Canada, Matt and Ty. And the sexual innuendos were spread pretty thick. Rome, I haven't heard that much Randy Johnson talk on the show since he was inducted into Cooperstown way back in 2015. Clean it up, guys. This is supposed to be a family show. And I don't really have much to say about Caleb's call last week, other than I found it about as appealing as trap music. It was like the audio version of a Cabernet and aged Gouda tasting party, only someone forgot the dairy. So as listeners, we were just left with a bunch of wines and a pounding headache. You played a clip of it earlier, but I must have missed that part because all I heard was, wah! On Wisconsin. Now, if you think this call leaves a messy stench of cheese and rodentia behind me today, be prepared for a messier path of the souls and entrails in my competition tomorrow. And come Friday afternoon when my fans are yelling at me, Rat Boy, how many you got, Rat Boy? I'll be glad to say 5K more than I did this morning. Thank you, Jim. And as always, you can do whatever you decide to do with this call, but I do have one specific request for Alvy. Rat me. I'll see you tomorrow.
Benny, see you tomorrow. I was going to say, Alvy, bring up some rat. By my count, you still owe him at least two or three more dings. Go ahead. Just give it to him. And in case you don't know it, give that back to me one more time. That's rat with two T's. What goes around comes around. Isn't that so, Benjamin? He called in with his RSV brie. Rodentia.
Hey.
Welcome to New York, Randy. Don't talk to me. Get that camera out of my face. Hey, welcome to New York, unit.
No cameras.
I got him, Randy. I got him.
All right. Don't get in my face. I don't care who you are.
Who's going to get in your face, dude? You're 8'10".
Don't be in my face or don't talk
who,
back
who
to me,
who is going
right?
to get in that guy's face? Was that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar rocking that handheld? Don't get in my face. Dude, you're like 8'10". Don't get in my face. That's my favorite part of that. That's always been my favorite part of that. Aside from the rat threatening somebody on the streets in New York like 1 hour after he got there. Don't get in my face. My two favorite parts about that is an 8'10" guy saying, don't get in my face, and him saying it to a cameraman when his passion now is photography. He's now a professional photographer, but he's screaming at some other guy, do not get in my face with that camera. Said the guy's running around taking pictures of people now. That rat's the best. Don't get in my face. There's maybe two people in the history of the world that could get into his face. Continuing with our number two, the smack off is tomorrow. Have you gotten the day off? Have you set it up? Where are you going to listen to it? Where are you going to watch it? What are you going to do? Be sure you're scoring at home. Be sure you're on Twitter. Be sure you're on Twitter reacting to the entire program. It's the first time the show is ever going to be on TV. The winner gets $5,000. Lef obviously is going to be there. He's made that very clear the last couple of days. Mike in Indy apparently is not going to be there. He retired yesterday. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. We will take a short time out because the third hour is filling up. You want to call me right now, 1-800-636-8686. You're running out of time to get through. Hit us up, GNC.com.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Razors. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors. That's a no-brainer. It's about time. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with 6 ultra-thin blades. Save now at Barbasol.com. Smack off Eve. I'm trying to talk sports. I'm trying to get back to sports. I certainly will next hour. But just to recap very, very quickly what's gone down already today. Leff called back, the two-time defending champ. He called back to announce that he had fired his staff of writers. He's also tweeted out a video. I've not seen that yet, but he did tweet it out. He also extended an olive branch to Mike and Indy because Mike and Indy yesterday called to say that he's stepping down. He's walking off. He's calling it a day. He's retiring. Silk, a former winner, called in. Not to RSVP, but he picked up what Leff dropped yesterday and said that somebody famous would RSVP for him. Remember, Leff had Henry Winkler RSVP for him. So Leff set that up. Silk chased that by having, quote, somebody famous. That's somebody famous, the fake Silk.
Come on.
It's one thing to have a golden ticket ripped out of your hand the night before the smack-off. It's entirely another to have a lifetime exemption ripped out of your hand the night before a smack-off. I didn't do it, but damn, Silk, I thought about it, bro. I really did. Come on. Speaking of former champions, speaking of RSVPs, this would be an all-timer. This guy won his title. He's made. He won his title. He just very quickly for background. He was a caller. He was an employee. He won the smack off. He went out to establish his own brand. He has done very, very well in the industry and in the business. And he won this thing 20 years ago. Could you imagine him bookending it? Could you imagine him winning a second title 20 years after the fact? I'm hoping he's not going to get cute. Cute by saying, I'm here to retire. Cute by saying, I'm not going to RSVP, but somebody else famous will do it for me. That's not his game. That's not his deal. Stevie Carbone calling right now, trying to make it to 20 years apart. Steve, brother, what's up? How are you?
Jim, what's happening? It is funny that you mentioned that. Needless to say, no one has ever gone 20 years between smack-off wins, and no one probably will even after tomorrow, but still. I'm going to give it my all. I'll pull up my shorts to my nipples and stumble around the ring and maybe land a George Foreman shot to shock the world. It could happen. It could. UMBC beat Virginia this year. The Cavs came back from down 3-1. Massive head wound Chael has a full-time TV gig. I'm just saying it could happen, but it probably won't. I'm just saying. The thing now that I'm trying to figure out and the thing that people seem to do now is, you know, gather the writing team, call out all the agents in L.A., come up with the most bizarre character you can, bring him on the call with you. Like, Leff is bringing Fonzie into his loop. I can't compete with that. I don't have Ralph Mouth on speed dial. Arnold's dead. And if I'm not mistaken, Scott Baio might have other important matters to tend to right about now. It's not my style. What am I going to do, bring on some bachelor nerd with me or bring on my lawyer so ABC doesn't sue me for a third time? Jim, I haven't done a tandem call in 20-plus years. I've been calling this show, and I'm here to tell you I'm not about to start now. I don't think. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Jim.
Uh-oh! Stevie Carbone with the ultimate teaser, laying out all the reasons why he would never do that. It's not his deal. It's not his style. He's not wired for it. He's not getting or bringing in a tandem call, or would he? Let the speculation begin. That's known as a plot twist, TV term. Who would that guy call in with? Stevie Carbone's long been an island onto himself. He's got his own brand. He's Reality Steve. He doesn't want ABC's lawyers suing him for a third time. Already my mind's kind of racing a little bit. Who would that guy call in with? Stevie Carbone, go ahead. Hit us up right now. Hit me up right now. Speculate. You can call, you can tweet, you can email. Who would Steve Carbone do a tandem call with if Steve Carbone were to do a tandem call? It's been 20 years since he won. Would he go KD and link up with somebody else? A former champ who's the oldest of the old school, would he link up with a 2.0er? Would he go new breed? Or would he resurrect somebody from the past? How about Stevie Carbone and Terrence? I don't know. What do you think? 1-800-636-8686. Good news is, the news flash is, I don't know who he's going to go tandem call with, but I know that he's going to be here tomorrow. When I think of tandem calls, it's funny, isn't it, that it has worked out. It worked out for Mike and Chael. When it first happened on the program, it was an utter disaster. Two guys I really liked, Trapper and John in Cleveland. These two guys were boys. They both were staunch defenders of me in the jungle. And these guys, they kind of connected. And they thought, you know what? Let's come in together. Let's do a tandem call. It was a rather disastrous concept at that time.
I think the other clone, my brother, I don't know, Mom's not let him out of the closet yet. But Caesar's greetings to you, Jimmy. Only 6 shopping days left to Christmas. Obviously, a Republican Christmas.
Yeah, bitch. I mean, what are you, the Grinch, the Scrooge, or just another whiny freaking Democrat trapper?
Here we go. Well, at least when Santa says, ho, 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 pal, you know, Catherine Harris doesn't dive into his lap. In hell, I don't know, man. At least my party has people. They have corpses voting. That's not as bad as when you elect them. Your party elects them in South Carolina.
I mean, the
happy birthday, Strong.
I really appreciate these guys and how hard they went for me in the show, but, man, that was cringy. Cringy, as the kids like to say, cringy. Very cringy. Back to it. I mean, this is just going crazy now. All right, so Carbone comes in, Left comes in, Silk comes in, and a lot of these guys are talking about Mike and Indy. Mike and Indy, who called for the first time in 355 days yesterday, had not called since the last smack off, and he called to announce his retirement. He's walking off, leaving the game, and leaving it on his own terms. That didn't last very long, I don't think, unless he's calling back to reiterate that he's still retired. Either he's still retired or he's unretiring, and there's only one way to find out. Let's go to Indianapolis, DLC, Mikey. Mike, which is it? Are you retired or not, bro?
I'm back.
That's it. I'm back. Hawk, pick up your headphones real quick. Adam Hawk. Bro, first of all, I know you're beside yourself right now. It's like the best day of your life, right?
I love this day. This is awesome. The greatest day ever.
Being the radio dork that you are,
yeah.
I got to know. And because the whole take yesterday was about how you kind of lose your bleep whenever that guy calls and you're awestruck and starstruck. Considering Mike and Indy called yesterday to announce his retirement from the program, what did he say to you just now when he called? Because all he said on the air was, I'm back, click. But what did he say to you prior to that?
I picked up and I said, Jim Rome Show, who's this? And he said, put me on the GD air.
That's it.
And I said, oh, yes, sir. You bet.
And you don't need to sir him. And you knew who it was.
I love Mike. Yeah, I know who he is. So, yeah, I put him right on.
Put me on the GD air. I'm back. Click.
That's like 7 words. Yeah,
that was like
total.
The shortest retirement ever. All right there, Hawk. Way
glad
to go.
He's back, though. Really glad.
Stop, Hawk. Stop talking to me. Get your rest, man. I know he's your idol. All right. So Mike's back. Got to let this thing breathe for a minute. So Mike is not retired. I'm going to say about 50% of you were freaking out yesterday saying, come on, man, say it ain't so. Don't do it. Don't do it, Mike. Don't do it, Mike. And then 50% of you were saying, yeah, right, he's retired. Sure, he's not. Well, he's not. Only Mike and Indy would string everybody out for an entire year about whether or not he's going to participate, show up, retire, and say he's not participating, and then call back the next day and say, I'm back. Put me on the GD air. I'm back. Click. Mike's back. Now we have Mike. Now we have Lef. Now we have Stevie Carbone. Now we have Silk. Now we have the bros in Canada. Now we have Vic. Now we have Caleb. Now we have the BIC. I'm telling you, man. And also with Carbone, it sounds like a tandem call, except I don't know who the other tag team partner would be. Jeff in Richmond. Now, he has not called since he called. I'm hoping he shows up. Hey, Jeff, don't back down. Jeffy, do not back down. Jeff and Richmond better be there. Better be there. So who am I missing? I have Frady. He's like the only real player. Real player. You never know with him. But there has not been an RSVP. Even if he doesn't make it. Man, this thing is setting up so nice. It's going to be awesome. Less than 24 hours out. You're running out of time. If you want in, call right now. Mikey Garcia, the WBC lightweight champ, will be in studio at the top of the hour. AJ Boye, next hour. Big fat segment, wide open, next. Use it to your advantage. I have no idea what's going to happen next. Mike is called. Carbone is called. Silk is called. Benny is called. Lef is called. Who's left today? BIC? VIC, Canadian Bros.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I mean, it's insane. We've never had a day like this prior to the Smackoff. This guy nailed it right here. At Dr. Dre NoCal, this is the best day before Smackoff ever. This is almost better than some of the Smackoffs. That's not really true. Definitely better than any day prior to the Smackoff we have ever had. Ever. Because for so long, everybody who took part would stay down, hide in the weeds, hoard their material, not show up, not talk any junk, not call any shots, not do anything. Everybody who matters is showing up before the biggest day of all. That has never, ever happened before. Never happened before. This is the best day before Smackoff ever. Couple of other things. I tweeted this last night, and I meant to get to this earlier in the program. The pot has been sweetened. If you win, you get $5,000. Cash. You also get title of King of Smack. You're also the guy to beat the guy. You get to take down Lef, unless Lef goes three-peat. And on top of that, my man, I'm not sure there has ever been an athlete in any sport. Steve Elkington comes to mind. Elk's top dog. Elk is the one athlete who has more closely embraced this program than maybe any athlete. Listen, I've done this a long, long time. I've got lots of really good athletes, really good relationships with lots of athletes. I've got a few really bad relationships with some athletes. But Elk's pretty much top dog in terms of longevity, how much he loves the show, how many times he's come on. I mean, Elk's the guy. But if there's somebody in that same category the last few years, it's Cruz Pedregon, a world champion. Cruz has also contributed to the jungle in so many different ways. He comes on, he invites me out, he interacts with the clones on social, and now this. Cruz is going to put the winner of the Smackoff's name on the wing of his car for one of his races. So you get representation on a legend's vehicle on one side for one of the weekends. Cruz, my man, that's amazing. Thank you very much for that. I will proudly take that. So the winner gets $5,000, the crown, and you get to be on the side, the wing of Cruz Pedregon's car. Hit him up right now. Thank him for that. At Cruz Pedregon. At Cruz Pedregon. One more thing. In terms of Lef, Lef had a couple of videos that we put up on the show yesterday. And then he called today and said, I've got another video up right now. I didn't play it. And I can't turn this into Lef's personal production house. He said, it's up on Twitter. Peep it. You should peep it. If you liked what you heard yesterday, if you liked what you saw yesterday, Lef is up to his typical Lef antics. He's got another video up. I'll leave it at that. Check it out yourself. It's pretty interesting. 1-800-636-8686. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow? Who do you have? Call your shot. Who do you like? Who's going to win? I've got Mikey Garcia, WBC lightweight champion, top of the hour. Hey, listen, we are going to get back to sports. We are going to get back to the show. I've got an hour where I've got a world champion here in studio. He's got a big fight coming up here in Los Angeles. I've got Jacksonville Jaguars cornerback A.J. Boye also coming up next hour. I have thoughts on Manny Machado. Thoughts on Larry Fedora. It's just been a wild, wild Smackoff day. What the hell? Let's go back to the phones. Rolling calls. Banging telephone calls. Let's go to Bristol. Steven in Bristol. Steven, good morning. What's going on? How are you?
Correction. Steven A. in Bristol. The middle initial is important. This is the one and only Steven A. Smith from that other sports channel. The reason I called is to congratulate the Los Angeles Lakers. We're bringing LeBron James to Tinseltown. Mark my words, in 2 years, we're going to see the Lakers play the Celtics in the NBA Finals. And that's fine by me. Mr. Jim Rome, I have one more thing to say. I hope you give a golden ticket to Cali Get in Vegas.
Get No.
You don't like that car.
I don't like that.
The second that guy started bumping his gums, I had two thoughts. That is the worst Stephen A. Smith impression I've ever heard. And by the way, Stephen and I are good. I'm friends with Stephen A. Smith. So not only was that the worst Stephen A. Smith impression I've ever heard, immediately I thought, man, damn, that sounds exactly like Cal in Vegas. How long before that guy threatens to rip Conor McGregor's beard off his face and eat it?
Next
Something
time
else.
Las Vegas, I'll be waiting for you at the airport. Then I'm going to rip that beard off your face and make you eat it.
He said that. He called it to this radio program, Cal in Vegas, said, hey, Rome, I have something for Conor McGregor. The next time you come to Vegas, I will meet you at the airport, rip that beard right off your face, and make you eat it. Hey, Cal, somehow I doubt that's the case. I don't think that's going to happen. I know for a fact that has not happened. And now he's calling up to RSVP or try to get himself a golden ticket by pretending to be Stephen A. Smith. Dude, that was terrible. I'm having a great hour, Cal. Don't bring me down. Do not bring me down. It's one of the most memorable hours in the history of the program. Certainly the best hour for a smack-off eve that we've ever had. And you're going to call with that crap? You're going to bring me down? Come on, man. This guy I can trust. He will be here tomorrow. He's been coming in. And as I mentioned, this is really out of character. In years past, nobody would come in except for Broadway Vic. Vic would come in for the weigh-in. But mostly people would not come in before the big day, before getting up on that big stage. Now they are. Something seems to have changed. Let's go to Edmonton. Tyler in Edmonton will be here tomorrow. He's coming in on Smack Off Eve. Tyler, what's up?
What's up, Romy? How you doing?
Good, bud. How about you?
I'm good, man. You see what I started, Rome? Last week, I told everyone I wanted to spar, and look what we have now. Even Cruz Pedregon knows I'm probably going to win tomorrow. That's why he's offering to slap the winner on his car. And real quick, I want to address Lef referring to my gal as a hog. Man, this guy is so triggered. And I want to do it by thanking you, Rome. You know, you've always called yourself the idol maker, and that's what you did, man. I sent a few pics of the best-looking people in the jungle on CBS. A few magazine deals later, and I've more than lapped Lef as the greatest earning clone to ever walk this earth. I don't need to creep out the host. I don't need to pay dividends to any divorced dads. I just need to do what I do best, Romy. Look amazing and run smack. You're going to regret that comment, Lef. You're going to regret that comment.
Ty, see you tomorrow. Tyler's like, I'm just going to keep doing what I do. Look amazing and run smack. Quote, you are going to regret that comment, Lef. He was talking about, quote, Tyler's hog. Tyler in Edmonton will be here. Tyler said, I'm the one that did this, Rome. The reason all these people are calling now when they never did in the past is because of me. It's all because of me. And he said, also, you're right about you being the idol maker. What with all these magazine deals? In other work I'm getting right now, I have more than lapped Lef as the biggest earner in the jungle. Hey, man, I'm not selfish, nor am I greedy. I've always been about that. I've always been about there's enough to go around, spreading the goodwill. This is why I've always put other journos, other people in the business on this show. There's enough to go around, man. Don't be a D-bag. Share. I'm all about all of you getting your own. I'm all about all of you showing up and getting paid. This is what I'm here for, to provide entertainment, excellent interviews, the best takes in the world, and to get all of you a little shine, a little run. 1-800-636-8686. Can you make the show better? Can you elevate the conversation? Man, it is tough for me to get to what I thought that I was going to get to. My thoughts on Manny Machado. My thoughts on Larry Fedora. It's all about this crazy smack-off. Smack-off 24. What the hell? Let's take another telephone call. This guy tried so hard to get in. This guy badly wanted a golden ticket. I wonder if this guy can get in on smack-off Eve with a golden ticket. The only guy ever to get helicoptered, schmackied, twice. This guy got a ticket taken away that he did not even have. I got to admit, that was pretty cold-blooded by me. Could I make it right and give it to him back? kind of give it back to him the night before. Let's go to Fort Collins. Man, I appreciate the kid's heart. He's back for more. Luke in Fort Collins. Luke, how are you?
Rome, I'm great. Two smacky helicopters, man. That's two for me. It's a first for the jungle. But I would not put it past Carbone to pull off a tandem call trifecta with Laverne and Shirley. I mean, what a dream come true that would be, right? Now, I've got to say, I've never been more disappointed to hear a caller unretire than Mike in Indy. Another year of him convincing himself and all of us that he's the greatest ever. Nah, one name is involved in that conversation. It's Iafredi, dude. He's got two undisputed titles. And yeah, he played second fiddle for a lot of those events, but he has one of the greatest smack-off moments ever, Whitey's dad. Now, music means a lot to me, Romy, and whether I get in or not, I'm going to be part of everyone's smack-off soundtrack tomorrow. I've got an album coming out. You can go to...
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Luke, were you going to try and pimp something? Plug something? Show something? Not without my knowledge or not. Can I get a helicopter for this guy again? That makes three. Come on, man. You got coptered three times, dude. Stop calling, Luke. Come on, man. At least call out of smack-off season. I don't need you to tell me who the best ever is. I don't need you to go jungle historian. That's what I got Stucknut for. That's what I got Stephen Houston for. Come on, Luke. That makes three for you, son. Now I'm just taking away things that you never had in the first place. As far as I'm concerned, you never had one in the first place. Now I'm taking things away from you which you never possessed in the first place. That's the sound of somebody getting something ripped that he never had. 1-800-636-8686. It's unbelievable, the smack-off, the people that are in right now. Cato Kalin is tweeting about the smack-off. Cato Kalin. Judge Ito didn't want any of that. It's incredible. Cato's in. Smack-off is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And bigger. And bigger. All right, then. Gearing up for hour number three. What we're going to do is change up. The show is going to go back to being the show. So at the top of the third hour, in other words, in studio next segment, I've got the WBC lightweight champion of the world, Mikey Garcia, representing Oxnard. He's got a huge fight coming up, a unification bout. So we will talk to him about that. Love his story. He comes from a fighting family. His father is a trainer. His brother works with him as well. Mikey Garcia coming up in segment or in studio next segment. AJ Boye coming up in the last segment. There's an open segment in between those two things. Then tomorrow is the big day. Hawk jumping in. Dear Jim, I've been with the jungle consistently for almost 20 years. This has got to be the best lead up to the smack off ever. Can't wait. Chad in Spokane wore Patty and Modesto's liver. WBC lightweight champ, Mikey Garcia in studio when we come back. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Hour number three, straight ahead.